All right, welcome back to another edition of Enjoy the Outdoors. I'm your host, Jeff Carmichael, and I'm sitting here tonight with my good buddy, Frank Turkhorn.
Good evening.
And we've been doing some fishing.
We sure have.
We're in Missouri right now. We're in Rolla, and we spent the last couple days on the North Fork of the White River, which is, well, it's a pretty big river, a lot of big springs flowing into it, and we had some good success, but we had a lot of fun, and it's a beautiful place. We'll talk about that in another spot, but today we're going to talk about float tubes and our new Voyager that is made by the Creek Company. So as far as float tubes go, you just got into this a couple years ago because I was kind of doing it, and it's not a whole lot of us actually do. We were just talking about that. We're not sure how many people actually...
Yeah, I don't know any around our place that really are involved in that, but it's certainly a bigger thrill to use the float tube than a boat, and it's very flexible.
Yeah, and I think one of the things I heard when I got into this was people who were in the past using float tubes that were basically donuts that were inner tubes, and if that inner tube went down, you went down.
Yeah.
Sometimes literally.
Yeah.
My good friend Ken Mitchell had a horror story where his went down, and before he could get to the side of the store, side of the shore, he just about capsized and went under. And,
wow.
And he's talked to me a lot about that. But the new float tubes, if you haven't seen them, we're going to speak specifically to the Creek Company, and the one we like is the ODC 420. It comes in a lot of versions. It's got two halves, two different
bladders. Mm-hmm.
So worst case scenario, unless you puncture them both at one time, you know, you're going to be all right.
You sure are. Yeah, you could even get to shore with one. Believe
yeah.
it or not, I think I've been through that.
Yeah, we had a situation a few years ago where, unfortunately, it was my float tube that Frank popped. But that's just the way it goes. But they are. They're really nice, and they're comfortable. They're easy to use. I've been in one as much as 8 hours in one day and really haven't been that uncomfortable with it.
You know, this float tube seems to be, as you talked about, it being so comfortable. Some of the other people we've float tubed with, they either sit way down in the water or the seat sags, and they really are very tired before the day's out. And this is a very comfortable float tube. You float high enough in the water that when you paddle, and the paddling, you can just be anywhere you want to with one of these float tubes and steer and fish the shoreline 100% because you're paddling the whole time that you're fishing,
yeah.
So it makes it very easy.
Yeah, I took my son-in-law, Jeremy Moore, out a few years ago, and he really liked it, and I turned around and got him his own ODC 420, and I can remember the first night he was out, you know, he was in less than 10 minutes had it figured out, and I had him doing figure eights and donuts and all that kind of stuff. And really, honestly, with me, I don't know, I may have done it about as much as anybody alive. It's just second nature. I don't even think about where I want to go. I just lean left and kick, or I lean right and kick and turn all the way around. And again, if you haven't used one of these, the difference between it and a kayak or a canoe is when you're fly fishing, you've got to fly in the water the whole time. With a kayak or a canoe, sometimes it's a disaster because you're having to pick the fly line up, pick it up, reel it in, bring it back out. And you don't have to do any of that. Well, and the nice thing is Frank's left-handed, I'm right-handed, so he's wrong, I'm right. But
that's
anyway,
right.
When we go the different directions. I put my left shoulder to the shore, and he puts his right shoulder to the shore, and we basically stay and move around the lake, and that's the way you do it. So there's a lot of good things. Now, as an older person, and I hate to say that, but Frank is a healthy 67, and there's a lot of people that kind of get worried about those kinds of things is, you had any issues with it at all that you'd be frightened of?
No, I don't think so. The thing I liked about it is you can paddle at your own speed. You know, you go a lot faster than I would. But I don't think speed's really a necessity. And you're working small lakes and small ponds, and you probably wouldn't want to use it in a river, of course, because it's not made for that. But it's an excellent, easy to pick up. You know, as Jeff said, I was a little older. And it's easy to pick up, and you load it in the back of the truck very easily. It's very easy to pump up because the two bladders aren't that big, and if you leave them semi-pumped up, you know, you're in good shape, so it's not very much effort at all.
Yeah, when I pull up, I always like to leave mine about three-quarters full so that things don't move around and get out of their place, but I probably, in less than 30 seconds, I've got mine ready to go, and I'm out on the water, and you know, and again, how many times can you carry your boat in the back of your truck or the back of your Suburban, or heaven forbid, we've had three of them in there at once,
yeah.
And pull up the lake and everybody go in their own direction, and you know, I've got a couple places that I backpack to, and I've got backpack straps for it, and I just throw it, inflate it, backpack it, take in, get there, you know, go fishing, backpack it back out. And they've really become popular out west for the mountain lakes. And that's something that a lot of people have picked up on, because they even carry along a little pump with them, a little hand pump. And once they get there, they set it up, pump it up. But, you know, not around here.
The compartments that are on both sides give you ample room to put your fly boxes and even extra reels and, you know, other, and even sandwiches if you
wanted to be out all day. Or a fly rod. I put my one in my right-hand side, and I carry an extra fly rod and sometimes even extra two fly rods, you know, if I'm trying to do a bunch of different things. So, yeah, there's all kinds of room, all kinds of space. And the bottom line, I think, is just people are afraid to give it a try. But for the price, I don't think you can beat it. You know, the ODC 420, whether it's the regular, the light, the ultra light, they all are about $250, $300. And that includes the pump itself and then a pair of fins. The fins themselves aren't the best in the world. You'd probably want to invest in something a little bit better. But if you're looking to do that now, you can, once again, stay here on my website at www.flyfishingwithjeff.com or go to portablekayaks.com and talk to my buddy Dennis Hill, and he's excellent. And that's how Dennis and I met a few years ago. I called him up, said I wanted a float tube, and from there on out, I've purchased all kinds of things, which that'll help us to segue into the other item we're going to talk about is we both got to try our new Avenger, or Voyager. Avenger's a different one. Voyager by the Creek Company. And it's kind of a steroid, or a float tube on steroids. It's 4 foot wide, 8 foot long, and it's got two oars that go along with it. Got a bar at your feet, and again, it's frameless, so it packs down into a little pack that's pretty small. And, you know, I've been in it now several times and hadn't been on a river yet, flowing water till this weekend, but I have to say, I don't give anything an A+, but this is as close to an A+ as it gets. You can just absolutely do anything you want out of this. You can treat it just like a float tube, which is what we did, where the water slowed down. We put our kick fins on, and I kept the bank to my left, and you kept the bank to your right, and we caught fish. When you have to, all of a sudden, you can pull your kick fins up and go through the rapids and move around. And if you have to go against the grain to save a guy's float tube that might be getting away, anything like that, you can do that. But
it drafts maybe about an inch, half, 2 inches water is about all it drafts, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's like a water bug. If you haven't really seen one, I think this is something that to be quite honest, you might want to invest in it over a float tube. It does a lot of the things the float tube will do. It's a little bigger, a little bulkier. You can't really kind of keep it. I don't think you could keep it inflated and totally and keep it in the back of much. It barely fits inside my Suburban, but it doesn't take very long, especially with an electric pump, to pump it up. But there's just so many things. You found that you liked it because it was very stable to fish out of.
Oh, my goodness. Going down over riffles and that type of thing. You know, we went over a little bitty waterfall, so it was a riffle. It was about 3 or 4 feet drop, but and that was a gradual thing, but it just rides over very comfortably, and you'd almost have to stand up in order to make it top heavy, because you're sitting low enough between the tubes that it has a very low center of gravity, so it works very well. But you're not sitting in the water like you do with some float tubes.
Right.
You're out of the water probably 4 inches, something like that, unless you catch a wave or something like that.
Yeah, and that probably leads people to a question. I've had lots of different questions on my website. How do you get in and out of one of these things, and what do you do? And you know, I had a boat pull over to me a few years ago, and a little boy asked me where my motor was, you know, on my float tube, and I had to raise up my kick fins. So there's a lot of different questions, but you wear waders, you know, and as the water's cold, we go to neoprene. If the water's not cold, you go to, regular breathables, and those seem to work pretty well. And if you wanted to, you could just go without it, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you don't mind rubbing up against all kinds of stuff, to be quite honest, I wouldn't do it in the bayou. You know, I'm afraid of what might be down there, but around here, it'd probably be all right. The other thing about the Voyager that you liked was fishing out of it standing up. So
oh,
talk
that was
a little
great.
Bit about that.
Oh, my goodness. In the middle of these streams we were fishing in, and there was actually a river, you would find high places where the gravel bars were in the middle of the river, and you could just stand up and fish. And the float boat would turn around, and you would use your seat almost as a line base to lay your fishing line on, or fly line on. So it was really very portable, and you could walk with it. And as a, you know, it's a very stable situation. where if you're walking in a somewhat of a current, you're a little bit concerned about maybe falling over, but this gives you something to lean on.
So yeah, I really would recommend this for the older folks because it's kind of like, as I was kidding with Frank, it's kind of a walker on water.
It is.
And it keeps you stable. There were, you know, a couple of the places that we were fishing, the rocks were very, you know, very slick, and it really did a good job for keeping me upright and those kinds of things. So we just had an excellent time with it. I don't give anything an A+, but this is as close as it gets. And yesterday I was in mine probably 7 or 8 hours. Didn't get tired. And you can haul your extra gear behind you. There's plenty ample space. So lots of reasons to try it. Again, that's the Voyager by Creek Company. Haven't talked about the price there, but those are about $500. So it's going to be a little bit more, but you get a lot more because whereas you can't go down or not supposed to go down a river in a float tube, you can in the Voyager, and it's rated to a class 2 whitewater. And really, you know, as far as Indiana or anything around here, you're not going to find. We were probably in some class 2 water.
We were.
In the last few days. And you didn't. I got to the point where a couple of them I didn't even worry. I just kept my kick fins on and didn't even take the oars out. I just let the
current
water and gravity take me where it wanted to go. And then as soon as we got through, I dropped my kick fins, swing around, and yank my fly rod off, and start fishing. And as it turned out, caught quite a few fish, kind of in some riffle stuff that you couldn't fish any other way. There's no way you could even walk through that kind of thing. And then the beauty again was when we found the deeper holes with your kick fins on, oars were up, but the kick fins were down. You could just kind of go against the current, lean into it, and get over the deeper holes and stay there, and kind of fish stationary. So, you know, and one other thing you might think about is comparing these two. If I were going to buy one again, I hate to say it, but I think I'd go with the Voyager, even on still water, because a couple of lakes I fish, I've got certain spots I know where the bass are, and I want to get from that spot to the other end, and doing it with the kick fin sometimes takes a long time.
Yes.
And you don't have that problem. You're like a water bug. You throw your kick fins up and drop your oars, and I think you can go just as fast as anybody with a trolling motor when it comes down to it.
Yeah, it's good.
And very mobile. So there you go. That's what we're talking about fishing like usual and talking about float tubes. And so, again, check it out here on my website or go to portablekayaks.com and get a hold of Dennis Hill because he'll treat you right. And, get out there and get going. We've only got about, a couple hundred lakes in southern Indiana where you could backpack in and some of the creeks that you could hit with the Voyager. And I think you're missing out on a great opportunity. And I hope you get out there and take advantage of that. And catch a few fish, and if we run into each other along the way, say hey and look me up. But thanks again, and we hope we'll see you again on another edition of Enjoy the Outdoors.